Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Who are you?
Who dun, dun, dun. Are you?
Do we know you?
But yes, we should do a live show
for her veritable Virgo. So you basically have to be this endowed to ride this ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what sorry. Were you gonna say? Porch.
We do need to do a live recording on the porch.
Yes.
Maybe we can call that episode "The Sounds of the City"
/ dinner podcasts because we can eat while we're doing it.
First of all, there's not going to be
everybody
room
wants to hear
on that table.
Yeah, there won't.
No, remember when
we first
started this, when we joined you on this journey.
That table is bigger than the one we started
back in the day. What was the number one complaint? Ricky, quit fucking eating while you were recording a show.
Well, this is the thing.
And it stopped. Guess what? People stopped
complaining.
I'm going
to say this as nice as I can.
Don't fucking listen.
It's free.
Oh.
So you'll hear what we want you to hear.
Yes, Jimmy Bear. I don't know if Ricky knows what that is, but yes, we'll do a Seder meal.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, look it up.
No, I'm good.
Yeah.
I always pick on Seder. I feel bad on Twitter because like I'll say something. He's like, oh my God, that happened to me too. And I go, no, never mind. That really didn't happen to me. I'm just like, I'm just joking. I love you. He probably thinks I'm a true asshole.
Love your face.
Or when he asked
he
you to come onto his...
He has met you.
He doesn't think he knows.
When he said that he wanted you to be on his pilot or be on the plane, and I'll say, oh no, that shit would come down real quick.
Yeah, did you see what my response was? I didn't know that I was that important to your little show.
Don't get too hasty.
Wait, you're telling... What does that mean? More that the plane's gonna come down because you're gonna take us both, take me out, so that if you can't have me, no one can.
Like a that wasn't clear.
Oh, I thought it was because you didn't want to let me go from your show.
Well, it has a second meaning.
I see. It's kind of like a murder suicide pack,
right?
If I can't have you, no one can.
Even though you're good on my show,
it'd give you something to talk about for a couple weeks.
That's true. That'd be very interesting.
So tonight,
two podcasters gone in one day.
Dun dun. Oh, oh.
Oh.
Get it.
So, Pride 48, everyone should go.
Did Nathan say who he was?
It's Jewish.
Because I feel surrounded.
Oh.
I still don't know who you are, Nathan.
Pride 48. Go get your hotel rooms, your plane tickets.
Now.
Come see us live in Vegas for the 5th year anniversary.
Like, if you're listening live, there's no reason why you can't go to a website and book your room now while you're still listening to us.
Because you're chatting.
Yeah, and then also, don't forget that this year, they're going back to their roots at Pride 48.
Ugh.
And they're going to be doing
I am so glad they're touching their roots up.
Good one.
Wow. My bad. You actually knocked that.
You pulled a Ricky
around.
I made it go down.
No, but
I love that movie All About Eve.
Oh God, yeah.
That is like one of my favorite movies ever.
Really?
Yes.
You've actually seen that?
I have like 3 DVD copies of it.
I don't have a copy. Give me one.
Okay.
But yeah, so Pride 40. I can't believe you have that kind of culture. Oh, don't even
How
give me that face.
Dare you?
Don't even give me that face. Don't even. So come see this live at Pride 48.
Why don't you put that
in
on Facebook?
In September. Oh, I can put that on Facebook.
Oh, do it.
Good.
Do you want people to side with me?
You're going down.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you want to do
DeAndre's it. DeAndre's never heard of it. I didn't think so because, well,
you're black.
You're black.
Oh my God. What the fuck, people? Circus. You all make me uncomfortable.
Although Joe in Dallas probably knows because he's kind of white.
Jimmy Bear, what's your Chicago question?
Wait, though. I'm not done. Pride 48 live streaming back to their
roots. June
21st. We'll be here before you know it. If you are a podcaster and you want to be involved, make sure you reach out to everyone. But that's always...
We can do that even though we're going to be in Chicago, right? Is it just for people?
I don't remember, but I believe we can. However, I think first choice goes to those who will not be there.
O'Hare to Crown Plaza, about $75.
It's going to be a quick trip because it's interstate. Or I should say quick as in direct.
Oh, well, and Jimmy, it's probably going to be around $50. But yeah. The thing is that there are... standard fees that they can only charge when going from the airport to downtown. So
he could take the blue line, that's correct, but it kind of
take you fucking forever.
It would take you for a while.
It'd save you money. It'd only be $5.25.
And if you're gonna be wanting to get to the hotel though, then you should probably take a cab.
Or you should find friends that are renting a car to pick you up there.
Wait, actually, what time are you getting in town? You should message me. I think we're Facebook friends. I'll be volunteering most of the time, but you never know.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm just...
What day do you get in town?
I have a Prius, but I ain't cheap.
You pay me.
Message me on Facebook on the day you're coming and when at 1:30.
Thursday.
On Thursday. I can ask around, too, to see if anyone's going to be up there, too, so...
The blue line doesn't go to Union Station. It goes to Clinton. That's the closest one, right? The Clinton blue line stop?
Oh, I don't know.
I think that's the closest one to the hotel.
I'm not familiar with the stops near.
The blue line would probably...
The blue line's the closest one to that hotel. But I think it's the Clinton stop they have to get off on. Because the blue line doesn't go straight to Union Station. You have to get off on Clinton to go to Union Station.
Why is my internet so slow? Jimmy, you'll definitely see us, or at least
Veritable Virgo. Let me tell you something about Prius. First, they go above 65 miles an hour. Secondly, they go faster than a train. Well, to get you to the airport, they'll probably go faster than the train.
I love the new commercials where it is, it just cracks us up. The anti-Prius commercials that mm-hmm. are the, it's like the two efficiency cars are like fighting against each other and who's better.
Who are they competing against? I forget who. Do you know who it was?
I think it was one of the Volkswagen ones.
No.
Oh, the Volkswagen Jetta. I think there's a new one, a hybrid.
So he would have to... I wouldn't take the blue line. If you're going to get there, take a cab. Because the blue line would get you kind of screwed up.
Right. But either way, you definitely will see me because I'll be in the lobby at the... Concierge.
That's if you don't get a ride from one of us or somebody.
Gross. Station. The what station again? I want to hear that again.
Concierge.
Are you going to be in a nightgown?
Why?
Isn't this like a sleepover?
No. Oh. I'll be in a red polo answering your questions about Bear Pride and local attractions and how to get to the Red Line and what restaurants.
Wait a minute. Which guy in here is single and ready to fuck me? Are you be able to tell him?
Possibly. I can say, well, that one looked really easy when he came in. He was kind of already itching his ass. He came in ass first. Because that's why Jamie and I love doing it, too.
He's already itching
his
ass.
Is you see every single person walk through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are like, oh, that's really cute. Oh, well, he came in with that guy. So you may need to stand in line.
Ooh.
But.
Oh, Yandre, you're coming to Bear Pride, too.
Are you actually coming?
Oh, he says he's actually... I thought he was coming the weekend before. This Friday he's coming. Right? I think he said he wasn't going to be here Bear Pride weekend.
Well,
he just said we'll be there for Bear Pride driving in Friday.
Sorry.
I drive a 2000.
One thing that I do notice now that I have the Prius is how many people waste gas racing to a red light. I'm like, really? You have to race to the red light? Like, what's the point? You have to stop like everyone else and stop cutting me off. That's it.
Maybe you're just a douchey driver and people smell it on you. They smell the regret of your purchase.
I don't regret it.
I want to say something about today driving. I almost had two people...
Shit got real.
Podcast where we talk about driving and how much it sucks.
In Chicago. Who was it that was talking about driving and how enjoyable it was at Pride 48 last year?
Driving
and how he got a happy score, or like he had a happy score, and who was that?
What happened?
It was Canadian.
The one that looks like Alan Cummings.
Yes.
Oh, Faye Driver.
Faye Driver,
thank
yes.
you. Thank you.
I always think, Alan Cummings?
Yes. He was talking about how he loves driving because it gives him a higher happy score and he just enjoys it and everything. And I go, try driving in Chicago because your happy score would go down.
I don't like a negative think they drive the same in Canada.
Well, he drives everywhere, though. Like, he loved driving in Las Vegas when he was driving to people to and from the airport. So it was one of those... Anyway, going back to my point was people were fucking crazy today. And I hate the fact that when you drive up Lakeshore Drive, I was getting ready to say LSD.
Well, that too.
Nobody would understand too much. But
well, when you go RC up, would take that differently.
Right. When you're driving up LSD, I hate the fact that Belmont causes such a congestion.
Because everyone's getting off to go to Boys Town.
Yeah, and it's so fucking
all those
annoying.
Gays work downtown.
It's so fucking annoying.
Well, and they have been having night games this week.
Yeah.
So.
And anyway, so somebody almost tried to cut me off twice, and then somebody was like, "Oh, I'm gonna pull over here." Oh no, I'm not. And I'm like, "No, I'm going around you now since you kind of hesitated,
bitch."
So get out of my way. Instead of waiting until the last second this time, I think we should start the game early, which is rapid fire foul monkeys.
20 minutes early. That's a lot of questions.
Here's what happens, Ricky. Is that normally would those get us off on tangents? Now we have time to use it as a.
Do we have a song?
I don't
guess
know.
Who?
Guess who? So,
haters.
People in the chat room, our lovely friends.
All two of you.
Hey, there are more people there now.
I've been on LSD squared.
She's stupid. Mm.
Anyway, do you all have any foul monkey questions? Rapid fire.
Ready, go.
In 7 seconds.
DeAndre, are you going to stay at the one place that we talked about earlier?
Where?
I'm not going to say it in case he doesn't want it to know where.
Oh, please. Like, he's that famous. Well, his penis is big, so
Mark
is
sending up his contract writer for his upcoming appearance. He will require alcohol. Well, it's a good thing. Good thing.
Tonight's brought to you by Franzia.
It actually...
Boxed wine of the kings.
Literally, it is. You know why? Because Target was out of their box sangria, and it was on sale. So
that's why it's out.
I know. So I sent him to the grocery store. Where's the albino?
Ricky?
No, I think they're talking about
cricket.
Julian.
Cricket, because...
That's a long time ago. Ever since I've been in Chicago, there has been no albino.
And I like Ricky's... Ricky's giving me the PC eyes of, if I say anything else, I will get myself in trouble.
No, I won't. He's just not on the show anymore.
If
just kidding.
If you That's guys upstairs could do Mark downstairs any way you wanted, how would you do him collectively?
I probably wouldn't go there from the size of his shoes.
Oh.
As you can see, the ruler on my arm.
A daisy chain is only fair. A daisy chain is only fair.
True that.
I don't know. Maybe he likes cum on a cracker. We could do that thing. Like all frat boys do, apparently.
DeAndre, if you are single, you could just go to Bear 401 right now and say, hey, out of town.
Who can I stay with?
I got a big dick. Who can I stay with?
Well, we'll be there Friday and Saturday. Have to be back in Detroit on Sunday for softball. Sunday's
sure
the best day.
Won't be soft.
Sunday's the best night,
isn't
right?
That, it's nuts for butts.
Yeah, it's the dance.
Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
It's Sunday.
Right. Yeah. Mm. You should come back sometime.
Oh. No, I already told him. Never mind. We already talked about it.
Okay. So that was a great question, but now there's.
Is
no
there any
more?
Thanks for all the questions, you guys.
Nathan, we have one for you. Who are you? You've never
right.
responded.
We keep asking you.
We
right
know
now.
That you feel surrounded and that you drive a diesel truck.
Which.
And puppet shows scare you, which as they should.
Nathan I.H. Or Nathan L.H. I don't know what that is. I don't know who that is.
I don't know.
He must live in the country, though, if he has a big ass truck like that. Right?
Yeah, or he's straight.
Yeah, I guess. Favorite nonfiction book, if you had to name one.
Nonfiction. I pretty much only read fantasy, young adult fantasy. Jesus.
I like Mommy Dearest.
My favorite's The Bible.
I like Mommy Dearest.
I'm kidding.
Oh, that is a good book.
The book's better than the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do I like nonfiction?
Would you count memoirs nonfiction?
Well,
they're kind of real, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you could only go to one concert for the rest of your life, what artist? Well, I've already seen my lovely Bette Midler. So the other one that I'd be happy with for the rest of my life is Shirley Bassey. Dame Shirley Bassey.
Mark meant fiction.
Oh, he meant fiction.
I enjoy one of my favorite authors is, and I'm rereading one of his books right now, but is Chuck Palahniuk.
Ivy and Neil Gaiman, probably Neverwhere or
I have that book. I haven't read it
American
yet.
Gods.
I have both of those books and I haven't read them yet. I would say DeAndre, Stephen King or Dean Koontz or something like that.
Beyonce. Yeah, I could, that's, I think that's close to, it's Mariah for Ricky.
Yes.
Yeah. Jimmy Bear, favorite porn.
Or Beth Hart.
Oh, yeah. Favorite porn site.
Xtube.com.
I have to agree. I don't really watch porn, but I do like the amateur.
It's short and easy.
Yeah.
And gets to the point of where you need to be.
Okay, okay.
If you guys could create an official display at IML, what kind of display would you guys pull off? What sexy perv thing would you highlight?
I would open a shop with temporary tattoos that you can put on your arm as a ruler.
My shop would teach you how to fuck Ricky's rolls.
Oh. Oh.
Wait. If you guys, all right, Beyonce puts on one hell of a show. A Prayer for Owen Meany by John Irving, favorite of all time. Amateur, you like amateur straight porn, DeAndre? You would.
I remember watching it when I was a kid and you didn't want to watch gay porn, so you'd watch it straight, but you'd always like put your hand on the TV so that you could.
Or only, you just close one eye.
So you could only see the guy's penis.
Right.
And,
well, I hope it's only a guy's penis and not the woman's penis, too, because that's different.
Dicks with dicks.
Or you could try to play the Where's Waldo porn game? Look for the teeth. Vagina dentante.
Did you guys ever see the PC or the safe for work porn that they did where they put like the cartoon over it?
Oh, I've seen that.
Where they're
like hamburgers or something.
Where she's like shaking maracas instead of like jerking dicks off. Or
Have you seen the one music video at the call where the band took old 70s porn and they put just their heads and their bodies and then they're doing the same thing,
yeah,
but they're playing music instruments, yeah, like the maracas, yeah, or they're playing the drums in the video.
There's one of them that I love that she's like a DJ artist. She's like, and then she like, and you see her spit and they like cartoon the spit on there and she like rubs it on the DJ. It's so funny.
Ryan Gosling, Brad. Oh Mary
Kildew.
I would marry Ryan Gosling. Kill Brad Pitt and do Bradley Cooper.
I would fuck Ryan Gosling
so hard.
I'd probably kill Bradley Cooper and marry Brad Pitt.
He's a loving husband.
Brad Pitt has proven that he lacks kids.
And yeah, he likes women without boobies now. Because Angelina had a double mastectomy.
And yes, schooling everyone from Nina Hagen. People need to know who Nina Hagen
is.
Well,
you said Hagen.
Hagen.
Hagen-Doss. Nina Hagen-Doss.
Hey. DeAndre, I would kill Brad Pitt.
Instantly.
Too soon.
So.
That's funny, but I don't know. Too soon. I don't know if that's why you meant it, but you did read that Angelina Jolie.
That's what I was talking about.
Got a double mastectomy.
A women without boobies.
Oh, that you didn't hear you say that.
Which is kind of like, that whole thing's interesting to me because like only famous people can do that kind of thing. Like you would never see a regular person that has regular insurance to say, I want a double mastectomy.
No, you
because
do.
Because the insurance company would be like,
nope, you do all the time. They actually had an NPR story all about it. It's a lot of doctors literally are suggesting that some people that are absolutely predisposed for it to get it done.
Yeah.
Especially if you.
And is that easy with insurance?
Oh, probably not. But I'm sure
that's
just like.
True, Mark. She is also getting her ovaries removed.
Yeah.
It's just like any kind of. It depends on how it's how it's marked, how it's tagged, how it's coded on the form. You know, if it's deemed done not as an elective, but as a preventative, you know, they may be able to get more of it paid for.
That's what I guess that's what I was going for. The regular people can't have that test done. Like the cell that's mutated, that's the test they can't have done unless you have a lot of money to do it.
I think it has been covered more and more. Again, some stories I've been reading, some everyday people are getting it because the doctors are asking for it to be done when like their sisters are have had cancer, their parents have died from it.
I'm going to ask them if I can get one for my, because men get breast cancer too.
I know some man that had breast cancer.
Wow. I need to see if I have that cell.
You know, Lala Lauren posted a link to Nessa that I thought was very interesting, which has to do with, for $99, you can have that genealogy kind of done where they will look for your predisposition for diabetes and if you're back to Neanderthals and all that kind of stuff. So maybe you could do that.
Back to Neanderthals?
I don't know if I'm that interested.
Yeah. Like kind of track your family tree.
To Neanderthals?
Mm-hmm. Some.
Do they know the names?
I believe that there's a genetic tracker.
How far back is that?
I don't know.
That's anyway, like millions of years.
So on Facebook.
Are you talking about Jesus time, 2,000 years?
Yes, 2,000 years.
Okay.
So check your ticket. He'll check your tits for you.
Never mind.
But so I found this new app.
My gene test told me I'm a homosexual.
So I found this new app that I don't know how I feel
about. No, your shoes did.
Truth. But it's called, have you ever heard of it called Sidecar?
It's like the taxi service, but cheaper.
Yes, because it's actually all on donations.
And have you seen the white car with the pink mustache on it?
I saw a news article on it.
Yeah,
so Tony downloaded them, and I went ahead and did the driver, I have the one that I could, if I wanted to put my stuff in there, that I could be a driver. I'm both fascinated and really nervous that people actually do this. But apparently there is someone that was 12 minutes away that I could have gotten a ride from my home. Because it tells you where the nearest person that's
Does it show their picture and stuff too?
No, but I think it does. I think you can see the profile.
Does it say if they're a homosexual or not?
I don't know. Maybe in your profile you can put, I'm a homosexual.
And only homosexuals can drive me.
But would you trust a stranger that isn't a taxi to come pick you up?
Have you seen the movie with Angelina Jolie called The Bone Collector?
Yes.
Wait, was Angelina Jolie? I think so. No, I would not. At all.
What about that movie with, what's her name? Reese Witherspoon.
When she's on the highway and she's like, what are you going to do? Fuck me dead?
Fuck me dead?
Oh my God, what is that called? What is that called?
That's because you're in
What are you, some sick pervert? You're going to fuck me when I'm dead?
DeAndre's like, we don't do that out here. And I'm like, that's because
Freeway.
You live in Detroit.
Freeway.
You live in Detroit.
Oh my God.
No one does anything there.
I was listening to an NPR story the other day about a rough part in Detroit where even people in Detroit don't
RC
like
will
to
probably go,
go
to IML, yes. Probably to see Leather Mart.
We'll probably, I don't know if I'm going or not.
Oh, I'll definitely.
Oh, that's Saturday. No, I'm volunteering at
It's
the
Saturday
animal
and
clinic.
Sunday.
It's Saturday, Sunday.
Maybe Sunday, but. No, Sunday I'm having lunch with Shod, a listener.
It's all fucking day.
Shod-A.
It's like opening to close.
I'm busy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm scared.
Is what it sounds like.
It's pretty much is. I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Are you too afraid of
the things that could come out of my mouth?
Yeah. Let me go to the poppers booth. I'm sure I'll know someone there.
The things out of my mouth that could come that I will not.
Say. I ran into a certain someone.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, on the bus the other day.
Oh, did you sit right next to them?
No.
Did you get off and wait for the next one?
No, I just...
Oh, yes, he got off with them.
Ew, no.
At this... Oh. Wait, what bus?
The one from downtown.
The one that...
Mark, your Jack mom's... Nine. So your mom's going to be in town and you're going to drop her off at IML?
That means no Craigslist.
Well, I know. She.
Unless his mom's into that.
I don't know. His mom... did return your Keurig because they already have a coffee pot. So maybe any presents they pick up at IML, she'll be like, yeah.
I already have.
Maybe she goes to IML, she'll be like, I already have one.
Oh, she had the Keurig already?
No, they had a coffee pot. So why?
Not even the same.
To them it was. It's just like when she goes to IML and she gets the horse cock. She may be like, yeah.
I've had that before.
She goes, I already have one of those at home.
And your dad does too.
We already have that brand of poppers.
We poured them all over our faces.
Oh,
oh Jesus. Oh.
And in our noses.
Is Seder Spheres still...
Perhaps a nice horsetail butt plug.
Is Seder Sphere still sponsored by Spunk? That stuff looks so, so disgusting.
Nasty. Apparently, we have 6 minutes left.
Yes. So, last 6 minutes.
Any more questions? Any
if
more
you had a superpower, what would it be?
I would have to be invisible.
Oh, I was going to choose that. Because I like to look at people.
If I had a superpower,
turn into a fly so you can be on the wall and hear everyone's conversation and see everyone too. But not the fly, because I saw that movie and it's kind of gross.
Maybe more Captain America, because he was really hot when he became Captain America.
But he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but he has superhuman strength, which is better
boring.
Than well, yeah, but it's better than dealing with like.
I would agree. DeAndre has a good point. Teleportation. Fuck. Commute. I'm gonna get out of
my
shower.
Oh my god. It would not have anything to do with but just to avoid a commute at work.
That won't work.
That would be a pretty awesome.
If you guys had your own special lube, what would your own particular scent be?
I spooge. I mean, I don't want
bleach. Wait, it already smells that way.
I don't want lube to smell fruity, cologne-y. I don't know. No.
My Indian name is Spotted Cock.
Today,
Nathan,
is national-
you are so weird. What? Who are you?
I know, right?
My Indian name is Spotted Cock.
What the fuck?
Today is National Chocolate Chip Day, just so you will stay well informed. Well, thank you, Mark, downstairs. Do you have chocolate chips or chocolate chip cookies for us?
We have cherry
RC
mash.
Is garden.
You still have some?
Yeah. Yes.
I will.
RC. Oh, shit.
Sorry.
RC, is garden salsa your flavor of spunk you want?
Ew.
Or is that his Indian name? Which I think Running Cunt makes much better.
I love
better.
Running Cunt.
Shut the fuck up.
Or Runny Cut Cunt.
Ew.
Ooh. Runny Cunt?
Runny Cunt.
Runny Cunt Cunt.
Da, 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 that sounds cunt. Awesome. I don't know what my Indian name would be.
I love the sucks racism of this show.
Indian names aren't racist.
Yes, they are.
When they name their own
the names that we're coming up with is not.
I like Mark downstairs suggestion. My Indian name would be Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Stupid.
So stupid. Anything else? Actually, we might be offending Kathy Bacon since she's like 3/4 Indian.
Is she?
She works for the Indian government, or a portion, I believe.
RC, I totally did not bring it there. Thank you very much.
Waylon's always the racist one. Always. What? You always say the thing that's most uncomfortable. Always. And then we have to cover for you by going...
What is your earliest, what is your earliest memory?
Really? Are you making up these?
No. I'm actually going to a random question generator online.
Oh.
What is your earliest memory?
Mine's sad. I don't want to talk about it.
What's your second earliest memory?
It's sad, too.
God, your life's pathetic. Waylon?
That's my third one. How did you guess?
Shad! Wait, Mark, I don't know if I've ever heard that one. It's the coleslaw. Blame the coleslaw. Oh. Wait. Oh, now I get where you're coming back. There was nothing racist about that conversation.
Mm-mm. And DeAndre, I am not the most racist.
Yes, you are.
No way.
At
never.
This table?
Yes. No.
Always and
who do you
forever.
Think it is? Who do you think it is?
Clearly not me. Ask Joe in Dallas.
He doesn't count.
No, he expects you will be. He has like he says prayers for you every night because he just knows that you're going to be offensive. He's mainly appalled when one of us get where I get peer pressured into saying something I don't want to say on
peer
air.
Peer pressure.
The
you
last
hear that?
One that I got in trouble for, I said, no, not going to do it.
And Toppy Smelly's earliest memory was remembering blowing spit bubbles in my mouth when I was standing in my baby crib.
That wasn't spit. Thank you for listening to another episode of 5 Minutes. You can give us a call at 206-984-3688.
And with that,
my most,
I still have 2 minutes.
My most, don't we have a bumper to play out to?
Roy FM.
No.
You can email us.
We add
gmail.com.
But not for the live people.
No, please.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page.
Here's a bumper.
Follow us on our Tumblr.
Oh my God, who the hell?
We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.
So, thank you for listening to the shit show.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all three of you being here today.
Ricky.
Actually, we had a pretty good group.
Yes, and mystery listener Nathan, who I actually think was here for the show that's normally on the first, second, and fourth Wednesdays of the month.
Oh,
is my guess.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I don't know. That's what my assumption is. But
you're welcome, Jimmy Bear. You can always send me a picture of your penis.
There you go. If you actually went to Bear Pride.
Do I know who Jimmy Bear is?
I'll show you a picture.
Okay. See you on the deck.
And yes, Jimmy, see you next week. If I don't recognize you right off the bat,
sorry,
and you recognize
about that.
Me, definitely come say hi. Don't be afraid.
Me too.
I don't know if I'm going to any of the events.
And it's 9 o'clock, so we have to go.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to Final.
We gotta
Monkeys.
Go. Bye. Our Pat's boyfriend. Okay. Bye.
Goodbye.
Hold on. Don't talk about people until we shut this off.
Goodbye.
You had dinner with Jimmy last
year. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayland Willie, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.